Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 7. While you're turning there, just make one announcement. Some of you might have already noticed a poster hanging outside to sell and rent out this place. Nobody saw? Wow, amazing. Oh, Selvie saw. Oh, okay, good, number one. So you want to buy? Anyway, maybe it blend with the grill, orange color, so, and because there was no light. Anyway, if you're interested to buy this place, first and second story, call the number outside. Or if you want to rent the downstairs for set up a cafeteria and upstairs to live, call the number too. Alright? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 7. Let me read for us. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we will receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Verse 7. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. The Apostle Paul taught giving within the local church. Local church giving. That is New Testament and that is biblical. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1. He encouraged the early churches of Galatia to give. The churches of Galatia to give. He said, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order, that means as I have instructed you to the churches of Galatia. And here in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we have just read, Paul used the example of giving churches of Macedonia to challenge the Corinthians to give. In verse 1, he said, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. And then in verse 7, therefore, see that ye abound in this grace also. The Corinthians needed words of counsel from Paul to do better in this area of their giving. I mean, who doesn't? We all do. We all do need some more counsel. We all need to know why we are giving and how to give more. Let us read verse 7 again. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. The word grace here will refer to giving. This grace, this generosity also. And apparently the Corinthian Christians lack in their giving. You know, they excel, as Paul mentioned here, they probably excel in their faith, in their utterance, that means things said or thought. They excel in their knowledge. They probably were very good Christian students. They were diligent. They had a spiritual passion. They had a love. But they lack in one thing, and that is giving. Giving. They needed some help, and so do we. So tonight, as we all do, you know, we may do well in many areas of our Christian living, and yet we still fall short in the area of giving. So tonight, as a local church, we would do well to consider what Paul has to say regarding giving, regarding how the Macedonians gave. That's what we want to look at tonight. Our giving, if it is to be pleasing to God, is to be, number one, by the grace of God, and number two, in the will of God. So let's look at how we are to give by God's grace and in God's will. Let's pray, and then we'll look at these 2 points. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that we can be in your house this evening. We thank you, Lord, for the time to sing praises unto you, and even the time that we could pray unto you as a church. We ask now that you will help us to focus our mind, our thoughts on your word, and allow your Holy Spirit to teach us from what Paul had written and even other verses in your Bible, so that we may know how to give unto you, how that we may depend on your grace to give unto you according to your will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's look at first verse 1 again. The grace of God bestowed. Paul mentioned to the Corinthians, the grace of God bestowed on the Macedonian. Giving by the grace of God, that is our first point. The Apostle Paul made it known right in the beginning of this chapter that the grace of God was upon the Macedonians when they gave. The grace of God was bestowed on them. You know, our giving to the Lord, be it tithe, offering, love offering, mission support, whatever, our giving unto God are received as sacrifices. Sacrifices. Our giving, whatever our givings are received as sacrifices in heaven. And all Christians, I believe, want their sacrifices to be acceptable to God, don't we? Psalms 50, verse 8 to 12 remind us that God will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings. No, God will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offering to have been continually before him. Verse 9, God says, I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goes out of thy foes. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. These verses tell us that God owns everything. But when we give to God, when our giving is acceptable to God, God is pleased. God is pleased with our giving. And this means that as Christians, we are to give continually to the Lord, be it our treasure, our time, or our talents. But one thing we need to be careful with is that we must never give to God, as Romel prayed, out of obligation or bearing grudge. Our every giving to the Lord ought to be a genuine sacrifice from the heart. Our giving ought to be a genuine sacrifice from the heart. So how do we do that? How do we give genuinely from the heart? And this is where the grace of God comes in. The grace of God comes in. The motivation of our giving must primarily be by the grace of God. The grace of God in our heart, not due to necessity, compulsion, or even human kindness. No. By grace are Christians saved. But grace is more than that. Grace is the strength of God given to His children. By grace are Christians saved, and by the same transforming grace shall Christians become sacrificial and generous in their giving. In their giving to those in need, especially to other believers. As with saving grace, the grace to give is not the works of man. That means we do not work it out so that we may give more, we may give from the heart. But what is that grace? What is that grace that can help us to give? Anybody do karaoke here? Maybe you sing Christian hymns, I don't know, in karaoke. But I remember in karaoke, you know, when it's about your turn to sing, they have that thing that bling, right? Right or not? Something like that. Then you know you're ready to sing, right? So now it's the blinker. Okay, now it's the blinker for you to watch out the first point. Okay? What is that grace? What is the grace of God that will help you to give from the heart? It is the work of God in the hearts of Christians. The work of God in the heart of Christians to bring forth in them what they would not do themselves. It is the work of God in the heart of Christians to do what they would not do in themselves. It is just like saving grace. It is the work of God in the sinner's heart to do what they would not do by themselves. By themselves, they won't turn to God. But by the grace of God, they did. So, by the grace of God, Christians will be able to give from their heart what they normally would not. So the grace of God here, it is the same thing. It is the same thing. It is that dependence on God for salvation, or in this case, it is that dependence on God to give. To give. Such that when we give, our giving is an act of God's grace. Right? Notice in what ways were the Macedonians giving by the grace of God. Notice how the Macedonians were giving in dependence of God. Look at verse 2 to 4. It tells us, Paul tells us, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we will receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Now notice, the Macedonians, they had not simply been afflicted in some minor ways. No, it's not just that they had a pay cut in their job, or they used to get 5 months bonus and then this year they got 4.5 months. No, it's not like that, you know. It is not, they were not afflicted in some minor way. What is saying here, as Warren Wisby, the famous commentator, explained, deep poverty means rock bottom destitution. Rock bottom destitution. And Warren Wisby says, their difficult situation may have been caused in part by their Christian faith. Not that they had a business failure or they went to the casino and lost everything. No. Probably it was due to their Christian faith that they lost their jobs or even have been excluded from the trade associations because they refused to have anything to do with idolatry. That was the reason. That was the reason that they were in deep poverty. These people had little to live on. No job to earn an income, and no one to turn to for help. That was their deep poverty. And Warren Wisby go on to explain that deep poverty described a beggar who has absolutely nothing and has no hope of getting anything. That kind of situation. It's hard to imagine being in that kind of situation. Yet, by the grace of God, the Macedonians gave. They gave generously to the Lord's work with rejoicing and overflowing gladness in their hearts. They did not give like worldly rich people often do out of their plentifulness. They gave like the poor widow in Luke chapter 21 verse 2 out of the litter that they had to live on. Moreover, their giving was with liberality, that means with sincerity, faithfulness towards others. That was the kind of giving. A pastor tries to encourage his congregation to give. So he told his people, give until it hurts. After his preaching, someone went up to him, "Pastor, I would like to try to give until it hurts, but the very thought of giving hurts." Consider with me how it can be possible to go beyond that hurt and give. How it can be possible to add great trial of affliction to deep poverty, and then obtain abundance of joy and reach liberality. Do you notice, if you were to look at verse 2 again, verse 2 doesn't make sense. Verse 2 is poor composition, poor use of words, because the whole sentence do not make sense. It is full of contradicting emotions. It has differing situations. It has unexpected responses. And Paul, in today's English, probably didn't know what he was writing. He was totally confused. He was just mixing things up. You know, because the entire verse just don't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. But well, with the grace of God given to the Macedonians, it makes sense. The Macedonians were motivated to be generous giver by the grace of God. By God's grace, actually it still doesn't make sense, otherwise it wouldn't be God's grace, right? By God's grace, they were exactly like what Paul described in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, another illogical sentence. Paul says, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things. I think Paul had gone nuts. No, totally. With the grace of God, difficult situation was not an excuse for not giving. No, no longer an excuse for not giving. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the ultimate example of sacrificial giving, isn't He? Paul says in verse 9, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. Knowing that He had to die on the cross, Jesus gave all He had in order that we might be eternally rich. Isn't that the kind of giving that Paul is teaching the Corinthians? Isn't that the kind of giving that the Macedonians were showing? That they gave so that others might be rich. It is the same. It is the same kind of giving that Jesus was teaching. The Macedonians, they were giving, and out of from that giving, they in turn experienced God's loving care. They experienced His unfailing provisions in their times of tribulations. And they give in order that others might be rich. By the grace of God, having little was also not a reason for not giving. Remember the poor widow. She gave out of her 2 mites. By the grace of God, Christians are enabled to give over and above what they can give by themselves. Verse 3 again says, For to their power I bear record. That means Paul says, I saw it. In Singlish it means I know bluff. Right? I can tell you the truth. Right? I bear record. Yeah, and beyond their power. That means the Macedonians' own ability, they were willing of themselves. You notice the difference there? To their power they gave, but beyond their power they were willing. It's not that beyond their power they gave. Right? Because beyond their power they had nothing really. But beyond their power they were willing. And because they were willing, as I'll explain in a moment, God enabled them to give. By the grace of God, Christians can give voluntarily, spontaneously, and enthusiastically. That's what Paul shares in verse 4. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift. Did you know that the Macedonians actually begged Paul to receive their offering? I mean, missionaries would love to have more of such supporters. You know, I know some supporters would call their missionaries and say, what is your bank account? We lost it. What is your email address? Who do I send the support to after supporting them for 2 years? You know, but these are the kind of supporters that missionaries would love. Beg them, please receive our support. Paul needed not to remind the Macedonians to give like he did to the Corinthians. Right? The Macedonians had a desire to encourage Paul and strengthen the faith of those in need. So they asked Paul to welcome their giving, and to welcome their giving heartily and eagerly. I'm sure the amount wasn't much, but the encouragement and support that Paul had received in the form of the Macedonians' giving, in the form of the Macedonians' faith and love, were much greater in spiritual value. By the grace of God, Christians can also give sacrificially and lovingly. Paul continues in verse 4, and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. The Macedonians had compassion toward the needy Christians. They themselves were in need, but their compassion was so great that they thought of others first. The Macedonians had compassion, and they put their love into action by participating in Paul's labor to the saints. And this they did. That's what Paul says in verse 5. This they did by the grace of God. And the next part of this verse is vital in explaining how the Macedonians did it. How they gave by grace. Paul said that they first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. And that brings us to the next point, giving in the will of God. Giving by the grace of God in the will of God. The grace of God is not some special empowerment on Christians. No, it's not some special power such that suddenly we become very generous to give. But it does take some effort on our part to experience the grace of God. It is not an empowerment, but it does take some special effort on our part to experience that grace of God. This is the second blinker, alright? It comes with the deliberate action of us taking our eyes off ourselves and then focusing them on our Lord Jesus Christ. Taking our eyes off ourselves, putting them on our Lord Jesus Christ, and allowing Him to do what He wants with and through us. You got it? Take our eyes off ourselves, put it on the Lord Jesus Christ, and allowing Him to do what He wants in and through us. And Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 is so applicable here. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where Paul says, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are to give of ourselves to God, so that God can use us. The Macedonians recognized the priority of first giving their own selves to the Lord. And when they gave themselves wholeheartedly to the Lord, the Macedonians were free from their circumstances and shortages, which could have so easily prevented them or any other Christians from giving the way God wants them to. That is the first thing that we have to do. We have to take our eyes off our circumstances. Then we will be free from our circumstances. Otherwise, when we keep our eyes on our circumstances, then it will always be not enough to give, don't have anything to give, and I can't give, and all that kind of excuses and reasons. And also, if we focus on materialism, on the accumulation of money or more things, then we also cannot give, because I haven't bought that, I'm still saving up for that. Wait until I have bought that, then I will give. So it's the same thing. When we focus on ourselves, we become unavailable for God's use. And Jesus says it very clearly in Matthew 6, verse 24, no man can serve two masters. Yeah, you can try, but you cannot serve. You can try to please. You can entertain two masters. You can get to know, you can whatever you can do, but you cannot serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You just cannot serve God and mammon. Full stop. And earlier in verses 19 to 21 of Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is also very specific. He says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Having given themselves to the Lord, the Macedonians then did what the Lord wanted them to do. They gave. They gave in the will of God. Paul says in verse 5, the Macedonians gave unto us by the will of God. They depended on the grace of God, and they gave unto Paul and his team by the will of God. The Macedonians did not give just because they wanted to be a blessing. It's more than that. It's good to be a blessing, right? But the Macedonians gave knowing that it was the will of God for them to do so. And they did the will of God. They want to do the will of God. They want to be in the center of God's will. And Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 comes to mind. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is God which worketh energetically and actively. That's what the word worketh means. Energetically and actively. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It means to say that if we were to depend on the grace of God, he will work in us. He will work in us and make us willing to do his will. That's how it works. That's how it works. It starts with us. We need to depend on him. He will work in us to do his will. Not we depend on him and hope to change him to do our will. Right? That's what many Christians hope to do. But when we give of ourselves to the Lord, our will eventually become his will. Our giving, when it is done in God's will please him. And with the grace of God, we give in the will of God rather than what ourselves want. So that is how the Macedonians gave. And that is how we can learn to give. By the grace of God, in the will of God. And Paul, I believe he realized that at the end of the day, he cannot command the Christians, the Corinthians, or any Christians to give generously. He cannot do that. I know, giving of tithe, that is a command. But to give more than that, to give generously, no one can command the Christians to do that. Because giving, at the end of the day, is voluntary and free will. But Paul says in verse 8, he says, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others. That means the Macedonians. That means Paul is saying, I'm not trying to command you, I'm not trying to order you, but I have given you examples. I have told you how the Macedonians, they were very giving in their giving. Right? Put it that way. Right? So, the testimony of the Macedonians is Paul's appeal to the Corinthians and to us also, saying that we abound in this giving also. So may we apply Paul's encouragement to ourselves. Every time when it hurts, right, when we think about giving, when it hurts, think about the Macedonians. Think about how they gave. Think about the grace of God that is sufficient, that is freely available for us to depend on. And depend on that. And think about the fact that when we give, we are actually giving in the will of God. And let the Macedonians be our model for giving to the Lord. And of course, ultimately, the Lord Jesus Christ is our example. That he gave so that others may be rich. Let's pray.